Okay, good morning. We are Hilchos Shechita. Today we are starting Siman Chet. Shi'ur Sakin Shel Shechita. How long does the Shechita knife need to be? So by the way, I spoke with Rav Amitai Ben David and I asked him also about the knives versus America and Israel. He agreed and he felt that practically the reason why in America they're more makpi that it's sharp is because in America they do much more volume quicker than they do in Eretz Yisrael. So if it's not sharp, it's going to get dull too fast and you won't be able to use it all day. So that's what he felt. Okay, who knows? Now, let's get to Shi'ur Sakin Shel Shechita, right? Just a reminder, he's coming tomorrow with knives and stones for everyone. Aleph. Kamahu orach sakin sheshochet bo. How long does the shechita knife need to be? Kol shehu, just a kol shehu. It just needs to be something. There's no minimum shear that's required. Vehu rak shelo yehi davar dak shenokev. But obviously there is a minimum thickness or length. Right? It's not really clear. But it needs to be long enough so that you're not using it as a spear. Right? You don't want it to puncture. You want it to be a blade that's sliding and gliding across as it cuts. Ve'eino shochet. And it doesn't end up cutting. Kamo rosh ha'yizemel ha'katan u'chayotze bo. If you take a small knife and it's a sharp edge, and you're using the edge, the pointy part of a knife, that's not okay. So
do you use the point of a toothpick?
The point of a toothpick would not be good. Right, for sure not.
Even if you...
If it's too, it can't be anything that could puncture it. Right? Again, this is not exactly lamaisa. We're going to see that obviously it needs to be... It definitely needs to be longer. But the bare minimum is it has to be something, like I said, that's long enough to act as a blade that's cutting side-to-side motion. Ube machat, also ukeotzibo ube uke machat, also something like a needle. For sure, that's not going to be good. Afiluhu rochav ktzat, even if it has a little bit of width or like length, as we're talking about, to it. Keoto shel ratzachotkinbo hachut ein shochtinbo. Even if it has, it's a very wide needle. Let's say you want to make holes for leather. You have holes in a leather belt, or a watch, whatever it is, you can have some of these points are very wide, these needles. So that's also not okay. V'kevan delea dinan shi'ura, and since we don't really know what this shi'ur is, ha'shochet besakin ketana tzarech lizar u'lishar lefi omedat, person has to use his wisdom and common sense, that k'sheyolich v'yavi ba, that as when you're cutting with the shechita knife, you're holding your knife and you're going back and forth, has to be shelo yidros. It has to be that you're not putting pressure on it. Aval biktana yoter midai lo yishchot. But if it's too small, the blade is too small, we're afraid you're going to end up doing hadrasa. We're going to see if the knife is too short or if the knife is too long or too heavy. We're very much afraid it's going to lead to hadrasa. You're going to put too much pressure. If it's too small, you're going to be cutting too much pressure to work quickly. And if it's too long or too heavy, it's all the same idea. Too long could be an issue because then it becomes too heavy and you have to hold it with extra pressure, and we don't want you to put too much pressure. Okay, you need a little bit of pressure, otherwise it won't cut. You can take a knife to something, go back and forth all day. If you're not doing it with a little bit of pressure, it won't cut, or it won't cut enough. Okay. So you just have to get the right feel for how much pressure. Haga, umi shelo yuchal l'shar yikach sakin kemalei orech shnei tzavarim sho'oto davar sheshochtin. So one who doesn't really know exactly what's the proper length that works, what should you do? You should always take a knife that's always the length of two necks of whatever you're shechting. If you're shechting a chicken, so you want a knife that's long enough that can cut two necks if you put two necks right next to each other, they're touching, they're mamash touching, and you put from near each other, you said your knife needs to be longer than that, than the two necks. If you're shechting sheep, it needs to be your knife that you're using for the sheep needs to be double the length of the sheep, or the same thing for a cow, double the length, whatever you're shechting it with. That's lachatchila, and that's the minhag. The shach and all the poskim basically say that the minhag is we always use a knife for what the same thing that the Rama writes, that you're always using the knife that's always the length of two necks worth. Okay, and yeah, let me finish reading. V'yesh omrim l'sha'er b'yudalet etzpa'ot. And some say, how long should the length of the knife be? It should be the length of 14 etzpa'ot, which minimally we usually interpret that as 28 centimeters. So the minimum length that one should make it is 28 centimeters. And there's a remez for it. Now, the 14 etzba'ot, or 28 centimeters, so the, it's in the Midrash, we'll get to that in a second. He says, this is the definition of two necks worth. So it's not 100% clear if you actually read the Midrash. It's either telling you that it should be a minimum of 28 centimeters, and then we're not worried about hadrasa. And that's what you should make your knife. It could be interpreted as that's also the length of two necks. Okay. Now, everyone agrees it's not referring, you don't need a knife that's 28 centimeters for ofot, for chickens, everyone for birds, everyone agrees. There is a discussion when it comes to animals, lechatchila it should be 28 centimeters. Is that referring to behema gasa or dakos? So sheep or cows, for example. So generally it's assumed it's referring to gasos. That's the minhag, that it's referring to gasos. All right, machloket, but that's the accepted minhag. The remez lazeh, and then the Rama quotes a remez. Now this remez is from Breishit Rabbah in a couple places, Parshas Kedoshim and Manasseh. It says, Shne'emar by Shmuel. The story over there was that, I'll say it real quick, interesting midrash, it says the pasuk of Orla and the pasuk of not shechting on dam right near each other. So the midrash asks, what's the connection? So the midrash says, you have just like by Orla, you have to have patience and wait 3 years, so too you have to have patience for blood. Either it's referring to dam nida, one has to wait for his wife, or it's referring to here that a person is not allowed to eat from an animal until the blood leaves the animal, or until it dies. Really, it means until it dies, until the pirkus is completely finished. So even though it's 100% shchuta and it's dead, but you're not allowed to eat from it. It's a separate lav, or perhaps an asmachta, that one is not allowed to eat from it until the pirkus is finished. Okay, you can take from it as the pirkus is going on, and you can cook it and do whatever you need, but you can't actually eat it. And so the Midrash over there says, so Shaul, it was known to Shaul that some of his people, or in the army, they were eating the meat before, still during the Pirkus, or before it was still the blood was flowing, and it wasn't dead yet. So he told them, number one, you have to wait. And while he was telling them, you have to wait, he threw in another halacha. And it says in the Pasuk over there, in Shmuel Aleph, we have it here in the Ramah, Yadalit Lama Dalit, it says, Ushachatetem bazeh. And you have to shecht it with bazeh, with this. What is with this? It doesn't exactly fit. So it's a drash is coming to teach you with this knife. You have to use, it's not exactly kashur to the beginning of the Midrash. It's a side halacha in the Midrash. And that's where we get it from. The Midrash says over there, it spells it out. Bet is 2, Zion is 7, and Hay is 5. You have to shecht with a knife that has the gematria of 14 etzba'ot. And so there Shaul was teaching us it needs to be 28 centimeters. Again, if it's not, assume as you're talking about gasos, it doesn't explain over there. And he doesn't say it's two tzavarim, but it could be that it's, yeah. Now, right. And what I wanted to just point out, nowadays when you buy a knife, if you go to the store and you want to buy a knife for shechting, So generally, the knives that you find are for ophot. They're between 11 and 13 and a half centimeters. It's normally how long the knives are for shachtim. For dakos, it's usually 25 centimeters. You can buy them also for 30 if you want to be a machmer, to be yotze the 28 even for dakos, but it's less common. And for gassos, usually they're made as 42 centimeters. And that's the minhag, and it's 100% kosher, and we assume that's two necks. Again, it depends how you measure the necks and where you measure it from. The mako mashchita that you shecht, you don't shecht all the way from to the middle of the neck. So you never shecht the full diameter of the neck. But it could be, practically speaking, you have to measure. I think it works out that it is double the neck, but there is some discussion if it always works out or not. But anyways, that's the minhag, and it's 100% kosher. Even if it's not a full two necks, that's just the minhag that we try and do, and this is the, those are the standard numbers. And yeah, we're going to see more about the length of the neck when we get later, about the actual shechting, how to do it in one direction, two directions, so we'll get there. And right. These are the practical lengths that make it very workable, because you don't want it's metal. You don't want the knife to be too heavy. It's hard to hold. It hurts your arm or your wrist. And you don't want to do hadrasa on the animal. And you don't want it to be too short. So it's a little bit of a chachma, and that's the minhagim. Okay, let's get to Siman Tet. I think that is the full story. Siman Tet. Here, I'll just mention real quick that when we're saying ikol shehu, we're going to see this more later, we started the siman saying it could be a kol shehu. We ended it could be two necks worth. So just, I'll give you a preview, because it could be a kol shehu, theoretically. Again, there still has to be a minimum length. That's if you're going back and forth many times. If it's the length of two necks, you don't have to go back and forth at all. You could just go in one direction, either forwards or backwards, and that would suffice. But we'll see more later. And the minhag is we take a knife that's double, and it's we're good. And by the way, this is an interesting thing. The Be'er Heta points out. Now this gematria and this drash from this midrash, which is chatatem bazeh. Usually we're not learning midrashim in the middle of Shulchan Aruch. But it's interesting, the Beis Hillel writes, there's a story in Brisk where one of the shochtim didn't know this remez, and he passed him from being a shochet until he learned the tshuva, because he said this is such a basic, it became such a basic knowledge for shochtim, and it's like quoted in the Shechita books, that if he doesn't know it, he's telling me he doesn't know something else. So that's something out of interest, and the Pri Chadash says that's ridiculous. If he knows all the halachos, then that's fine. If you test him on all the halachos and he gets everything you ask correctly, then he's good to go. Anyway, Siman Tet. Hashochet b'sakin meluban. Now what happens if you take a knife that's hot? Right? You take a knife and you put it in the flame, in a fire. What happens? Im shachat b'sakin melubanet. If you take a knife and you make it hot, you put it in fire. So what temperature? So most of the poskim, Krasi, Aruch HaShulchan, Machzik Bracha, they all say it needs to be either what we call libun kal or chamor. For our purposes, even libun kal. It's very hot, but it doesn't have to be red hot. The temperature that's an issue that we're talking about is certainly much more than yatzel leted bo. There is an opinion, Sigma Chadasha writes it, that even yatzel leted bo creates this problem. So let's see. What happens if it is, it's hot. You have a knife that's hot. Shechitato psula. So the halacha is, stam the halacha, and that's what the poskin. It's if you take a knife that's hot, and they say you should always just use a knife that's just room temperature, don't play games. Anyways, you take a knife and it's hot, so it's the temperature of libun, so then it's shchita, so psula. The whole animal has a din of a treif or nevela, and you can't eat it. Ve'yesh machshirim. And some say no, it's 100% kosher. the Rama clarifies, Im yada shehi melubenet v'nizhar shelo naga b'tzadim. It's kosher if you knew it was hot and you knew to be careful to keep the knife exactly parallel or perpendicular rather onto the neck, so that you're only cutting with the end tip of the blade and that it's not tilted sideways, and you're also cutting with the side of the blade. Because the assumption is, in Chazal, that when you're cutting with the edge of the knife, the edge always cuts first. The sharp edge, that's what cuts first, and that's what accomplishes before libun, before the hot temperature that can rip the veshet, or burn the veshet. And we have to kasher an animal, we have to do shechita on an animal to make it kosher, only through shechita. It can't be through burning or ripping or any other kind of, right? You can't just pierce a hole through the kana or the veshet. Now we're going to see later on, there's a difference between the kana and the veshet. The kana doesn't become a trefa right away with just a little tiny hole, but we're going to see more later. But by a veshet, even one hole can turn it into a trefa. And so really what we're worried about is the veshet. That's what most of the poskim point out. It's in, I think it's quoted in the Bir Hetev. The Prichazer says, if you're actually careful, and you even if you use a hot knife, and you know how to hold the simanim of a bird, because you only need one, not two, and you make sure you shecht the kana, and you don't touch the veshet, and you get rove of the kana, he says, in that case, it'll be a kasher. Not everyone agrees, but that's just an interesting thing. Okay, so basically the question is, are we worried that when you're shechting with a hot knife, that the side of the blade of the knife is going to be going along the veshet and burning a hole instead of doing a cutting motion of the blade, and a shechita motion? So that's what we're worried about. That's the machlokas in the poskim. And okay. Now, here on this topic, the Taz points out that sometimes people like to put engravements or engraving or some kind of etching into your blade. I don't know if you want to, the manufacturer likes to put his name on it. So it's important that you put it on the handle. That's what many do. But the Taz writes, if you make an engravement, our knives for shechita are very, I don't know if the right word is, thick, or wide,
high,
however you want to interpret it. So we're not talking about the length, we're talking about the height. So there, if you put the engravement far away from the blade, so it has nothing to do with shechting, because really the halacha is normally, whenever you shecht, the assumption is that the beit hashechita, place where you're cutting into the neck, keeps getting wider and wider as you're shechting. So that's why yesh machshirin, because they're not worried about that. That's the so anyways, if you're going to put the engravement far away from the edge that you're cutting, he says for sure it's not a problem at all. So the Taz is make on that one, and some others, I think this is Sima Chadasha, right? That's in the Beretav. He writes lechatchila, we don't put it there anywhere. And he says, and if it's bolet, again, different opinions, but he writes if the engravement is actually the opposite, it's bolet, can't think of the right word right now, it's raised, so then it's a bigger problem. I mean, it depends if it's smooth or not, but he just writes, it could even be treif, what we call treif, even bediyevet. All right, so avoid putting engravements and ask your rav. Okay. And just something interesting, because we're going to get to it later. So here we say that the yesh machshirin that doesn't worry about the side, if you're very careful, everyone agrees if you have a pegima on the side, we're going to discuss that more, but you can have a pegima at the very tip or end or edge of the blade, and then right near the edge of the blade on either side. So when you check your blade, you have to check, and basically lemaisa nowadays in six places or six directions. Up and down at the edge, straight, perpendicular, and then a little bit off to the sides, because you can have a pegima in one side and not the other, or any one of the three, degrees, I don't know how you, surfaces.
Axes.
Axes. Okay. So we check it in all three of them, both holacha vehova in each way. So that's six altogether. And so there we're much more worried, either because a tiny nick can do more damage than a little bit of heat from the side, or that it could stick out. The Shach and the Prima Gadim talk about a couple of different variations, explanations why. But there were more makbid by a pegima on the side than the, we're talking about the Yesh Machshirim Muzamekel anyway, but it just to point out that even if you know and you're careful, everyone's Maisa or Machmer. Okay, let's go on. Let's see. We'll start. Yisiman Yud. Yeter Dinei Sakin. Okay, so let's learn some more halachas of the knife. Aleph. Sakin Shomasham Shelilim. Chada Shayashan Shein Bo Mishum Giule Goyim. Mutar Lishchot Bo Behema Bria. Mipnei Shehu Mikalkel. Okay. Now, we're talking about a knife that's aser to get hana from, because you used it for Avodah Zarah. Now, let's say you used it in order to cut wood. We'll learn this more when we get to Hilchas Avodah Zarah. But basically, you're chopping down wood, l'shem Avodah Zarah. And now it has a din, it could even be Aser of Hana. So even though it's Aser Behana, we're talking about either a brand new knife or an old knife of a goy, but it was kosher already. So we're not worried right now in Si'if Aleph, we're not talking about it, we're not worried about a treif knife. This halacha is concerned about getting hana. Can you get hana or not? Okay. So we say, if you're going to shecht a healthy animal, the halacha is for the dinim, again, this is for the dinim of hana'a, then if you shecht a healthy animal, you're allowed to. Because that we're saying, when it comes to the halachas of hana'a, we're saying overall, you're doing more mekalkel than good. Because when it's alive, it can work for you. It can plow your fields. It can raise children. You can get milk. And then you can even eat it later on. So it has more value, as you can get more hana out of it while it's alive than when it's dead. So for the halachas of hana, it's considered overall mekalkel, and therefore, it's not asar behana to do shechita. Now, the Taz points out that when it comes to Bir Hetev, that it's in the Bir Hetev, I think it's in the Taz. But he points out when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, don't make a mistake. There, if you're having kavana to shecht l'shem shechita, then for sure you're chayav deraisa, and that's not a question, right? Chayav misa, right? Same thing for Yom Kippur. Okay. Normally call that a chatas. Okay. Now, and then he raises the question. It's a machlokas, and we're going to get to it later. What about if you're moder hana? So it's a machlokas. Rama and Shach versus the Taz regarding if this is called it's Aser and Hana or Mekalkel. If a person makes a neder not to get Hana from someone now or from his item, can you use it for Shechita? So there the Rama and Shach is Mekel and the Taz is Machmer and the Dinim over here is different. Okay, Ayin Shach. Let's go on. Let's finish here. Velish now. Have aser lishchot ba mesukenet mipnei shehu metakin. But if you have an animal that's about to die, it's aser because you're metakin, because it's about to die, and therefore you're not going to get much usage out of it, and therefore it's pasul. Okay. Sakin. You know what? Should we keep going? This is a long one. Okay, we're going to stop here because now it's going to get into a little bit. It's going to continue all the way through, I guess, which a little bit of taruvis and using a non-kosher knife. So we'll stop.